Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Avila reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila moves to third. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mealy. Williams reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden strikes out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball towards right. Jensen settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jensen. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mealy throws the ball into Avila, who tags Vernon, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 0 for 1 in the game. Budden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daly moves to second. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to third. Williams moves to second. Reynarlski now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Reynarlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing first base. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Daly strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.